Listener Production.
10 degrees in Hobart. Hey, Tessa Randello here with you. As Tasmanian households feel the pinch following the Reserve Bank's cash rate hike to 4.1%, experts say it's best to reconsider grabbing an extra credit card or signing up to payday loans to help manage the incoming bills. Charlotte Ranklin from the Credit Bureau Experian says they usually do more harm than good.
Particularly with the really short-term credit, some of those what you traditionally call a payday lender. But even with things like credit cards that if you're not paying that off every month, then the interest rate kicks in and that can also be quite high as well.
The red glow across Hobart can mean only one thing. Dark Mofo is right around the corner. The Winter Festival is expected to open for 80,000 people tomorrow. Creative Director Lee Carmichael says Tassies always embrace winter.
I think Hobart owns the solstice. We've got the longest nights in Australia of any other capital city. We embrace the cold, or we certainly do now, but I think we kind of always have.
The investigation into allegations of race fixing and animal cruelty in Tasmania's harness racing industry will be finished on June 30. The racing minister confirmed the finish date in budget estimates this morning. The independent review is underway. And Tasmania police are calling for dashcam footage after two crashes that almost stopped peak hour traffic on the southern outlet last night. Eight cars and a bus were involved, and thankfully no one was seriously injured. Investigations are underway. There's more on the line than just the Ashes and the World Test Championships for our Aussie cricketers over the next few months. Speaking ahead of tonight's Test Championship final against India, Pat Cummings says his teammates' reputation are also at stake.
Whether we like it or not, these big series of where you look back at eras of cricket teams and kind of judge a lot of their performances. So, yeah, that's an exciting opportunity for us.
And Hobart's Max Larkin is heading to Europe with the Australian Boroughs, Australia's under-21s hockey squad.